fine. Okie dokie. And so basically, we had the riddle left still from yesterday. We got to finish up that one last part, and then we got to start the next sugya. So Zach already solved the riddle, so it's over already. So the riddle was, we left off with the Sefer Yoreim. Sefer Yoreim writes that the only real Av of Kosev is writing with black ink. Everything else that appears in the Mishnah of Shabbat Shabbos is all not Rabbanon, but it's Chayim, but it's only B'Torah told that there's Av. So we said, really? B'Torah told that. And since when the told us of us outside of Shabbos, and you have to roll in our Mishnah, Mishnah says that the Chosel of Sefer Krisos can be fulfilled with other colored inks as well. So you see clear that the Sefer Yoreim is taking a stand, and that Machlek is a Taiz in the Shibbuk of Betzes, we spoke about yesterday, about whether told us or this Rabu outside of Hilchah Shabbos. We got the air going for us, okay? So that was just the Ha'or at the end of the Shia. So that left you with this riddle that we're going to prove to you that that is the case. And in fact, the Sefer Yoreim does subscribe to that sheet. So the proof goes as follows. There is a Mishnah in the third paragraph of my Sefer Shabbos, Nachman Beis, where the Mishnah speaks about the prohibition of Bishol in what's called the Kli Rishon Shelo Al Gabi Ha'esh. It's if I have a pot of water sitting on the fire, that's a Kli Rishon Shelo Al Gabi Ha'esh. When I turn the fire off, or if I take the pot and put it on the table and on the counter, that's a Kli Rishon Shelo Al Gabi Ha'esh. So the Mishnah says explicitly that on Shabbos it is absolutely prohibited to cook in such a Kli. You're not allowed to put raw food into a Kli Rishon, even its Shelo Al Gabi Ha'esh, the Ferish Mishnah. Kli Rishon, Ilfas, Fakder, Shavirim, Rusachin, Lehitla, Sachin, Tavlin. You can't get more of the Ferish than that. The overwhelming majority of the poskim seem to assume that that is a nisadiraisa. There is a cryptic Rambam, and there's a Rosh Hashulchan that claims the Rambam, and there's Yerushalmi. There is a little bit of dissenting possible. If we're going to work with the assumption right now that that's a nisadiraisa, if I take raw food and put it into a Kli Rishon, even Shelo Al Gabi Ha'esh, that would be a nisadiraisa. So the Sefer Yoreim has a startling statement about that as well. The Sefer Yoreim says that yes, it's also a Torah, but it's only B'Torah's Tolta. I mean, when the Tzura of the word Bishol in Allah, when the Torah speaks about the word Bishol, Bishol conjures up a certain image. The image that the Torah means is Ala Eish. Now, I say again, I'm going home to cook supper. It doesn't mean I'm going to put a raw egg into a Kli Rishon Shelo Al Gabi Ha'esh. That's not the way things happen. It's Agabi. Agabi Ha'esh is clearly the norm of cooking, and anything short of that is, I don't say it's not Kederech, but it can't be called the Av. Worse is going to be as a Tolta. So that's the Chiddush Sefer Yoreim. Again, not the favorite that that's probably others disagree with him, but Sefer Yoreim, Talmud from Beit HaTam, he's a Talmud's opinion to say that a Bishlokli, a Rishon, Shelo Al Gabi Ha'esh, their ice it is, over an Av is Nisht. So there's a sugya in the beginning of the 8th parak of Maseches Chulin that we learned a couple of years ago when we learned Maseches Chulin, where the Mishnah tells us that there was an Issa ben Derabbanan that you're not allowed to have meat and milk at the same table when you're eating. So I'm eating my hamburger and you're eating a slice of pizza, so we're not allowed to eat together at the same table. It's a Mishnah, Ferish and Mishnah. Unless you make a heker or something, some kind of a quince tablecloth. So the heker, I'm not learning, Kozakov right now. So what's the reason for this Mishnah? So it's a gzeira that you may come to eat Kozakov together. So he asks the Gemara, what do you mean you're going to come to eat Kozakov together? Chazal made gezeiras on their isas. They didn't make gezeiras on their rabbanon. They called the gezeira and the gezeira. So Chazal never would have made such a crazy gezeira if they wouldn't have been a kind of a case where you could have bas mechav taking place at the table. If it would be impossible to ever have a tzur for bas mechav their isas at the table, then Chazal never would have made this isa to rabbanon. So the Gemara has a lot of trouble trying to identify what is the dera. How do you ever have a dera isa on the table? So the Gemara says what? The Gemara gives an example. The Gemara says, "What? I'm eating my bowl of chola, which has meat in it. So I'm eating my bowl of chili, and you're eating your bowl of what?
Cheerios.
No. I want hot milk. Now, yeah, I'm trying to stay away from cheesy kinds of things. I want to get more into like milky kind of things. I'm eating my porridge with milk. Okay, porridge." You know porridge is?
Yeah, from the Three Bears story.
That's right. I remember many years ago, I was in London, way before I got married. I was in London once with my parents, and we were staying in a hotel. I think it was a Jewish hotel. And we were eating, we went to eat breakfast, and they came and asked us, what do we want? You know, the waitress asked, what do we want? So I remember my mother says she wants hot cereal. So I said, what does that mean? I said, hot cereal. So I said, the way they lived on stage, said, we should take Rice Krispies and put it into the oven. You're like, what does that mean? So I said, no, I want like oatmeal, like something like this. I said, oh, you want porridge. You have to know your story. So let's say someone's having their porridge with their milk in it. So one guy's having their beef stew, and the other guy's having their porridge with the milk. So he said, "What's going to happen?" So a little bit of the porridge is going to mix in a little bit with the oat. So asma. What's the Gemara have the famous line? Who remembers Shulchan days? Who remembers? The Gemara says that can't be the case. What? Cliche in the Vashel. The Gemara says the four words. Cliche in the Vashel. The Torah Kedeshah says also Vashel v'dibachal avimo. So the issur of eating bas mechav is only when it's this Vashel b'yachad. So that's not called Bishul because everybody knows cliche in the Vashel. That's the most cash inclusion. So therefore, Chazal would never have made it takonim, never have made it gezeira, if there wouldn't be a tzur of deraisa. So he says, no. The problem deraisa is azoy. Shema yale be'ilfas rishayin. That maybe it's the same two guys, but a little bit more yeshivish, this tzur, okay? It's the same guy eating the same, you know, beef stew, but he's not eating it out of a bowl. Eating out of? Pot. You know, the pot. And the guy next door, you know, Yanko's eating out of the pot, and Shmero's eating his porridge out of the pot also. So two guys munching away. Come on, Thursday night, don't blame me. They're eating their bas mechav together in pots. Oh, Zok Tegemar, dos can be bas mechav their ice. Because dos a klevish, dos a klevish. So if a little bit of the hot porridge gets into the hot beef stew, there's milk and there's meat, their ice. So therefore, because of that, because of Yanko Shmuel, the two Mishagoyim, on Thursday night late, and you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, because of those two nutcases, therefore I can't have my pizza and you can have your meat at the same table, because there could be a case, one case in a million years under the sun, a bas mechav the rice at the table. Ad kan devar Gemara. So where the Gemara ends, the Rishonim and the Chacham now begin. I said, wait a second, hold the phone. What the Gemara just told us is that that's bas mechav the rice. I'm eating out of a pot and you're eating out of a pot. But wait a second. According to to say if you're AM, any klivisha shalogabia aish is what? Is only a tolda. And this is not Shabbos, this is bas mechalav. So how do you know that toldos were disrupted by bas mechalav? Taisus in Bechor says nishtazoi. So what's the answer to the question? Sefer Reim is a shitasoi. That the Sefer Reim holds, like that shit, because that's the Baba Kalam, Mari Katz, that Taka told us one Israelim called Terakula. And notwithstanding the fact that eating out of a pot off the fire is not considered to be an av, it's considered to be a tol de bishul. A tol de bishul also qualifies as lo savashim di b'chalavim. Charaya brua mamish the Sefer Reim is a shitasa. Now, between you and me, I could have kvetched out another answer for the Sefer Reim. If I really, really, really had to, I could have given another answer for the Sefer Reim. You know what I would have said? Who knows what I would have said? The Chinese sterno. I would have said there's fire under the pots. Two real Hamish guys. One guy's eating out of his beef and broccoli, you know, from the Chinese restaurant. He's eating out of the fire. There's a fire underneath the pot. And the other guy's eating his porridge, mamish, from under, there's a fire under the pot. So according to the Sefer Reim, if you wouldn't have said Ashtar Gultar, the Sefer Reim, you wouldn't have remembered that the Sefer Reim by Koisev that solves the problem and you know, it doesn't avoid, it doesn't force us to put the sternos under here, we would have to give this crazy, wild, nutty case of putting a fire underneath. So it's not as nutty as you say it is, because the Pribogonim says, according to the Rambam, and those who say that there's no bishul deraisa b'chlal if it's shalom gabi eish, that one shita, anyway has to put the fire under these pots. So it wouldn't be so crazy, but between you and me, for the Sefer Reim, you don't have to say it. So as soon as I make two references to that same trip to London in the course of 2 minutes. So I remember that same trip, so we ate at some fancy restaurant somewhere, and I was so they brought out mamish the fire, like literally, like we were eating. I had not yet learned that sugi masal chul, so I didn't know that Pribogonim yet, but when I learned the Pribogonim many years later, that was always the image that I have of that fancy restaurant with mamish the fires under the pot. So, okay. Anyway, that was all the shirayim of yesterday. Shir, we are ready to now begin it. Everyone's ready? You know, next sugi? Okay.